Chris, you're looking sexy. Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Big soccer match today.
Yep.
I mean, this is huge, Kelly Raspberry.
All we gotta do is win or tie.
Between the United States of America, America!
USA, USA!
And the Germans. Whoever ends up winning this game, if somebody does win, if it's not a tie, will be the winner of the, what they're calling it, the bracket of death?
Okay.
The group of death.
You're out if you lose this round? Is that what it means?
No, yeah. Not necessarily.
No.
Why is it death?
Because it was considered to be the hardest.
United States was not supposed to make it out of this group because Portugal's in it, Ghana's in it, and Germany's in it. All three of them are extremely good teams. And the USA actually has a shot to actually win the group today if they beat Germany. If they tie Germany, they can move on to the round of 16, which is a big deal. It'll be the first time since 1930-something that the U.S. has
long,
moved.
Yeah. Too long.
Twice. They did it last World Cup. They moved on, and they could do it again twice in a row.
Unfortunately, this game is in the middle of the freaking work day.
That's a problem.
It's at 11 Central.
That's a big problem.
So, I know people are going to be getting off work, calling in. Came down with something.
Yeah, I see lots of photos of crowded bars.
Yeah,
since the World Cup started, and it makes me wonder. I know our schedule's different, but a lot of you aren't going into work.
Right. Well, actually, the coach of the U.S. team, George Klinsmann.
Jürgen
Klinsmann.
From Germany.
He's from Germany. He used to coach.
He better not blow this for us.
Jürgen actually wrote out a note that you can use. If you want to, it says, to whom it may concern, please excuse, and it leaves a blank spot for you, from work on Thursday, June 26th. I understand that this absence may reduce the productivity of your workplace, but I can assure you that it is for an important cause. The hashtag U.S. men's national team has a critical World Cup game versus Germany, and we will need the full support of the nation if we are to advance to the next round. By the way, you should act like a good leader and take the day off as well. Go USA. Signed, Jürgen Klinsmann.
Mm. Are good leaders really allowed to take the day off? I'm not really sure that jibes.
I don't know. It's a big deal.
It's a very big deal.
If you want to use that note, it's up at kidnation.com, but
I'm sure your boss will appreciate that.
Use it carefully.
All right. So we're going to give you an example of what may happen when you call into your office and ask for the day off. Right, JC?
Yeah.
All right. This is JC calling me.
Oh, you get to be the boss now.
You get to be the boss.
Yeah.
Well, so far.
Hello.
Hola, señor Bossman. This is JC.
Well, hey, JC. What's up, man?
Well, señor, I was calling to let you know that I will not be coming into the workplace today.
You see,
what happened was my areola is swollen, and there is this white spot in it.
Ew.
So I am worried I have the strep throat. I don't want to give it to the other people in the office, so it's best that I don't come in today.
Your areola is swollen.
Do you
even know what your areola is?
Oh, si, señor. That little thing in the back of your throat.
No, actually, JC, that's not it at all, no. No, that's not it.
Yeah, well, sir, I must go. My doctor's office just opened, and I just make an appointment before the other people with swollen areolas take it all up, so... I'll be here, but I'll be into work tomorrow. I hear this is only contagious for 24 horas. So have a blessed day, Bossman.
You too, JC. And go Team USA.
Thank you. Wish my areola luck.
You think it'll go that hilariously when people call in?
Well, let's go to the phone and see. We're asking you to tell us what your excuse is that you're going to use on your boss today.
I wrote that in 4 minutes, okay?
Don't hate on Shannon.
Why would you want to take credit for that?
I don't.
Kelly.
You could have just kept quiet.
She had to because I was getting my makeups and Al was busy. And Shannon stepped
up. I'm busy.
Way to step up, Shannon.
Way to go, Shannon.
Maybe there's some better excuse.
You know what,
in
Shannon? You scored with that.
I tried.
Sometimes you swing, sometimes you strike out.
That's okay, baby.
Well, you got to swing to strike out, so good thing.
There you go.
I don't think you struck out. You maybe like...
You're just so happy she took credit for it, so you didn't have to.
No, it's okay.
No.
That's
does.
When I walked in, I said, you can use this, but you don't have to. It's okay.
Because he's like, I just read it.
Thank you, Shannon.
I like Shannon. All right,
I like Shannon, too.
I love Shannon.
All right, we're taking your calls on, we want to play boss as you call in.
Yes.
And give us the real reason you're going
to
call your boss.
Speak
and say, yeah, and say why you're missing work today because you really want to go watch the World Cup.
Hey, Philip, this is your boss. What's up, man? I'm busy.
Hi, I was calling to let you know that my dog and I had an epic battle against raccoons last night, and I have to bring my dog to the vet this morning.
Oh, wow. Oh, no. What happened?
Well, basically, a raccoon jumped in the fence where my dogs are located, and they got in there and just kind of scratched them up real bad, and afraid they got rabies, and I got to bring them down there.
Oh man. No. Yeah, that's a shame. Yeah, what's your dog's name? Oh.
We got a Cricket, and then we got Gypsy, and they're both these, like, they're black labs, and they're absolutely beautiful dogs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Take all the time you need. I hope your dogs get better.
Well, what if he says, so I'm assuming you'll be able
sure
to make it
too.
In after lunch?
Yeah, you're going to make it in after lunch, though?
I'm going to try. It depends on how long it takes, but I would like to get in there after lunch.
I'd like to.
Right. Yeah. We'll see you then, Philip. That's actually a good excuse.
I'm telling you, when it comes to
your
animals,
yeah.
If you've got a boss that's a real big animal lover,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
the way to go.
Somebody's got to take if your dog's in trouble, yeah. You got to
right.
take them in.
And just the lie and having to keep up that lie.
Dude,
and
you
then
have
slipping
to.
Up with the right. lie.
Don't forget, the boss will forget about it.
No,
in
he won't.
Days.
Yeah. No,
yes,
he
will.
No, he won't.
Philip, will use that one. That's approved here. All right, Al, you're going to be boss on this one.
All
we're going to go with line 6.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep. Accounting, this is Mark.
Tanya.
Hey, I'm not going to be able to come in today. My heart is hurting.
Your heart is hurting?
Yeah, I have thyroids, and I'm having a thyroid storm. And every few minutes, I feel pain in my heart.
Well, you need
I'm
to check that out.
I'm having a thyroid storm.
You need me to send someone to take you to the doctor?
Well, actually, I already called the ambulance, so they're going to come by and pick me up.
You called an ambulance? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I you know what? Call me from the hospital if you can, or have the paramedic keep me posted because I want to check on you. That sounds
yeah.
serious.
I think you should go visit her.
Okay. I really appreciate it. Thanks for letting me off today.
Sure. What hospital are you going to? Maybe I'll just meet you down there.
Oh, yeah. The Boston.
Baptist Center.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, no.
Right?
Okay, well done.
All right.
I'll meet you down there.
Yeah.
See, don't give them too many details, y'all.
Yeah.
You
stay away from details.
Yeah, stay away from
details. Thyroid storm.
Becomes a thyroid storm.
It's hurting so bad now I have to get off the line.
All right.
That sounds
man.
Like the next Sharknado.
thyroid storm.
Oh, listen, you hear a
well
moan.
Oh, Lord.
I better stay on the phone with you just in case until the ambulance gets there.
All right, Jenna, you're the boss on this one. You ready?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I don't know who I'm talking to. Oh, we got Zachary?
Yeah.
Hey, Zachary, what's going on? Are you on your way in?
Hey, I'm just calling to tell you I can't come into work today. I was chasing squirrels in my backyard, and I hurt my back.
Wow. What caused you to chase squirrels?
Well, you know, I got off work yesterday. I was just super excited about how good the day was. I saw some squirrels and thought I want to play with them. So I looked it up on WebMD, though, and they said I have to stay on my couch for the next 8 hours.
Oh, goodness.
What'd you look up?
He sounds completely pain-free, doesn't he? He sounds like, hey, I'm hurting.
Because he's laying on his back on the couch.
He's very happy to be there.
What did you put in there?
Stealing nuts from squirrels. Okay, wait, I know, Zachary, I know I'm your boss, but can you remind me what it is that you do for a living?
Oh, I count things.
You count things?
And I put papers away.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, filing papers is not going to go well.
So when you applied for this job, it said, description, count things and put things away.
Put papers away, yeah.
Well, I'm good at counting and putting things away, so.
Well, job suits
he's
you,
a stock boy.
All right, well, you rest up.
We got to be harder on these people,
okay.
Kelly. Kelly,
he
on
sounded
the next
so.
One. He did. He sounded so chipper.
I'm in a lot of pain, so I'm going to stay on the couch.
Hey, great day today.
Great day.
Hey, Kelly, be
squirrel
tough.
Chaser.
Be
oh,
tough,
yeah,
Kelly.
I'm so good at this.
I need you to be tough.
Yeah, Kelly, you're going
to
be tough. You're going to take on Brianna. Go ahead, Kelly.
Hi, Brianna. What's going on? I'm very busy. I'm heading into a meeting.
Oh, goodness. Well, I just wanted to let you know, my son just woke up and has a fever of 103, and my daycare said it's state law that he can't go to daycare unless he's fever-free for 24 hours, so I'm not going to be able to make it in today.
103? That child needs to go to the hospital.
Well, I'm kind of really about to do that. I'm probably kind of scared about it, but I'm giving him some Tylenol, seeing if it'll drop down, and giving him a cold bath.
You have children?
Yes, he's actually about 16 months old. Don't you remember I was on maternity leave last year?
Oh, I'm too busy. I have too many people to... I don't know. Who is this again?
This is Brianna.
All right, well, I'll have your work couriered over to you at the hospital. So I'm going to put you on hold and let you give the receptionist the address.
Okay.
What are you, 1930s boss?
Yeah.
Hey, see?
Kids very brusque. Kids are great excuses.
Yeah, that's why you have kids.
They're a lot of work.
You got to get one, Jenna.
Oh, nah.
They're so expensive, though.
I like
Boss Kelly.
Take another one, Kelly.
Take another one. Take on Carter. Go ahead, Kelly.
Is this Carter?
Hey, boss. What's up?
Carter, I'm very busy. What is it? I've got papers to file and emails to delete.
I was walking out to my car, right? So I was walking out to my car. I put my peanut butter and jelly sandwich on the top of the car.
Oh, God.
Well, a bird decided to come by and do his duty on it. So I had to come back inside to make me another PB&J. So we were out of the butter knife, so I used a regular knife. I ended up getting a little crazy with the jelly and lost a finger.
Oh, no. Here's Kelly's response.
So,
Carter.
So it's going to be probably tomorrow before I can get in.
No, Carter, you're too stupid to be working for me anymore. Why don't you just go ahead
and you think with that?
I'll consider this your two-week notice.
I love jelly. I really like jelly. I got excited. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're too kinky for this company. Carter, it's over. But now that you're no longer employed here, that means we can date. So call me.
Okay, I love you, Kelly Raspberry.
I love you, Carter.
And Jenna, I mean, Led Zeppelin, my God.
Carter, my only, you know what, maybe, yes, the man who loves Led Zeppelin is a man after my own heart. But Carter, just the only obvious question here is when you do go to work tomorrow, if you use this excuse, are you going to go in with 9 fingers?
You got
to
go full finger.
I used this one today. I was going to go ahead and use something like stub the toe on the end of a table tomorrow, you know, while I was trying to go get my lunch bag or something, you know.
Carter, how many days of work have you missed for the World Cup?
Oh, God. I'm at work right now, actually.
That's Carter.
All right, Carter.
Oh, Kelly, what are you running? A newspaper?
Newspaper.
I don't know what it's like to be the boss.
Let's take one more.
All right. We have a fake and real excuse with this gentleman.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, Blake. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, boss. Listen. My grandmother died for the fourth time again.
For the fourth time?
I'm not going to be able to make it in to work on the ambulance today. You know, it's just going to be kind of hard. This being a family affair.
Yeah.
Speaking about family affairs, I think there might be something else you need to know.
What?
Your daughter that works for the company as well. I know she had already taken the day off today. But we're going to have a sonogram, I think. We've been seeing each other for the last 6 months. I know we haven't told you about this, she's pregnant.
And that's the real?
My daughter is 9 months old, Blake.
The real deal. Not your theoretically here, JC. I wasn't, you know, perving.
Wait. So you're telling me we'll go peek behind the curtain now. You're telling me that you're dating your boss's daughter and she's pregnant?
The CEO.
How secure are you with your job, sir?
What's that?
How secure are you in your job?
How
secure are you in your job?
Well, I like to think I'm an invaluable employee, and picture of a sonogram might, save my rear end.
But obviously y'all aren't married.
Does he know that you guys are dating?
Not a clue.
Oh, my goodness, Blake.
How long have you been dating?
Yeah. Wow.
6 to 8 months. Okay. 6 months officially. Not officially. We, you know, have been together.
Secretly.
Do you think he'll have a problem with you, not deflowering, impregnating his daughter?
I don't think it's going to go over well.
It's not going to go over well? Do you want to do it on the radio?
Oh, please. Please.
Let's call him now.
Soften the blow. Trust us.
I think we have him on the phone right now.
Blake, if this really is true, we want to get your info and just do a follow-up after you do the sonogram reveal to your boss.
For sure. We got to call you. We got to get the update, dude.
We have to.
All right. Hang on just a second.
Totally cool with that.
Hang on,
I can't promise you that I'll be alive, but
no, you'll be fine, Blake. There's no way he's gonna fire you now. That's his grandchild.
And now
I really don't think he can fire me.
Right,
and he can't hurt you because now we have proof that you're actually scared.
Yeah. Wow.
All right, Blake, hold on the line for us.
Nice to call her, man.
Okay.
Wow. Getting the boss's daughter pregnant.
That might be the most interesting call of the week, right there.
Woo. I mean, you can't. There's nowhere on the. You can't. You can get the boss's daughter pregnant. It doesn't say you can't.
Obviously, you can.
I think it's just maybe, I don't know, what do they call it? Frowned upon?
Is it frowned upon? It's just love. You can't stop love, Jenna. You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
My wife had one of those face to palm moments yesterday. You know, when you realize, oh, dang it, I've been had.
Ah, gotcha.
We all have that friend that always falls for that website, The Onion. They post those satire articles, and they'll post it thinking it's true, like Mark Cuban bought sports. Obviously,
that was one of my favorite headlines.
So many people fell for that, you know. And I understand. A few years ago, The Onion looked like a legitimate source of news, but it's not. It's satire. So I get home yesterday, and I'm walking in the door, and I could tell Kinsey's on the phone, and something juicy happened, because all I hear in the other room is, oh, I can't believe it. Oh, that's so crazy. I can't wait to call Tara and tell her. And I'm like, oh, my God, something went down. So I like hearing all the gossip.
Yeah.
So I walk into the room, and I'm like, what happened? She's like, Amber, I'll call you back. I got to tell Jose. But she hangs up with her friend, and she goes, you're not going to believe this.
Okay.
You are not going to believe. You got to talk about this on the show tomorrow.
And here you are.
Yeah.
Here you are. Yeah. That must be big.
Here's success. I'm talking about it on the show. She goes, did you hear about the pregnant lady whose baby in her belly got pregnant too?
What?
Say what?
And I stood at the doorway and I looked at her and she was eyes wide open. She bought into this. And I said, no. She goes, yeah. A lady has a fetus in her stomach, and the fetus got pregnant. And I said, where, how do you, what? And she goes, how do you believe that? And she goes, what do you mean, how do I believe that? It was on the internet.
I'm not sure you should be sharing this.
A girl posted on.
So she believed it.
Well,
let's just focus on that.
She believed it. It's one of those moments where I was like, you got to think about these things, babe. There's no way a fetus could get pregnant because it just can't happen. As soon as you start thinking logically about it, it doesn't happen. 2 hours go by, and then I start getting a call from my mom. The two women in my life fell for things on the internet. My mom starts telling me, and this one's a scam, and this will probably help you out because a lot of us are looking for a fast way to make a buck.
Mm-hmm.
You know I am.
And I guess it's been happening on Instagram for the last few months. So you get a message from somebody saying, text this number if you want to turn $100 to $1,000.
Sure.
Nobody ever does that, do they?
If it sounds too good to be true, it's too good to be true. My mom says, hey, we need to do this. We could do up $100 to $500 and turn that into up to $5,000. Let's do it.
It's guaranteed.
And she's ready to go. And I'm like, Mom, what? She said, I saw it on Instagram. It's happened. The people have pictures of the cash and everything. It's real.
Well, that must be legit if there's a picture.
Like, Mom, I was like, I could do a Google.
I saw a woman. There was a picture of her on the beach, and it was just her head on a big foot. I don't know how the mother gave birth to that, but I saw a picture of it on the internet.
And so basically and what this real. Is. So I was like, give me that phone number. I'm going to investigate for you. So I text this number, and I want to make money. And it tells you they have those vanilla reload cards that you could go buy at Walgreens.
So you actually texted it?
I texted it just to see what it said because my mom fell for it. And so you text it and it says.
You were trying to disprove this to her.
Yeah.
Find a way. Okay.
Buy this vanilla reload card. Then when you put all the money in there up to $500, you scratch off the VIN number in the back or the PIN code. And then you send it to this person. on the phone, so through text.
Okay.
So now they have access to the card, and they will take that money and turn it into $1,000.
How do they do that?
Exactly. You can't do that. So as soon as you do a search, it comes up, vanilla reload scam. What they're doing is they're
What's vanilla?
It's just a card that you can get. You just load money into it, I guess.
I guess it's like
a gift card, a prepaid credit card.
Yeah. So basically, you're giving the scam artist $500 of your dollars, and you'll never.
Oh, and it even
again.
Says it's legit. It says, "Oh, I'll give you your money back if things go wrong and everything." Turns out these phones are all burner phones.
Right.
You're not going to get your money. You're going to get jacked. All you got to do is just search. That's all you got to do. If you see something that's too good to be true, just search it on the internet.
Is.
Followed with scam, and you will figure it out. So I was wondering if my mom and my wife are falling for things like this. Surely other people have fallen for things, right?
Absolutely.
So we
did
asked
your mom
you,
follow through with it, or did you convince her?
I talked her out of it. She
you
realized.
Finally convinced
yeah.
her. Okay. Because I know she was a hard sell.
She was a hard sell. She's like, but there's pictures online of
you
it.
You know what I wonder about is those signs you see sticking on the side of the road. You know, we buy, you know, what at cash houses, whatever. And these people all have the same penmanship.
And it's not good.
Yeah, I've noticed.
And they misspell.
But it's always the same handwriting everywhere you go. And those, you know, we buy, whatever we do, we're selling, you turn your money into cash. We're looking for these people. They always have the same penmanship. It's like cue card writers.
And they misspell it sometimes. I saw somebody spell house, H-A-W. We buy how with cash.
Look, if it was that easy to make money. Those people would be making the money and not
planting cardboard signs on popsicle sticks on the side of the road.
If it was that easy to make the money, they would be out there making more money instead of trying to get you to help you.
So maybe
they're just very generous people, and that's their way of giving back.
Maybe, Kelly.
I did a story on the air one day for you guys when I used to do Zine Scene.
Yeah.
You know, give you the latest in magazines and fashion.
Yeah.
And it was April. Actually, this was in March when I did it.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I'm kind of hard to dupe, and I pride myself in that. And I don't know if you guys remember, because I don't know if we ever followed up on it, because then it wasn't true. But I did this story about this really cool collaboration between MAC, the makeup line, and MAC as an apple. And they were going to out with this line of makeup. And it was almost like kind of believable for girls. Like they were going to have all these cool like shadows and lip glosses that had the Apple logo.
Mm-hmm.
Like MAC on MAC.
Right.
And so I did this whole story about when it was going to be released and like the colors and the names of all the products. And then it turned out it was just a big prank.
You fell for it.
Scam. Yeah.
It was just a big like fashion blogger prank.
Right.
That's the problem with online now. Things look so legitimate.
Sure.
You know, that everything looks legit. Like, everything is a news website.
It's easy to do. It's easy to make something look totally legit now.
Things go viral, and they report them as news stories, and they turn out to be fake all the time.
We've done a couple over here thinking that they were real, you know.
We all fall for these things. Yeah. We asked you what you've fallen for, and I think we got a couple online responses.
Cool.
Yes, I don't know if you guys remember chatbots on AOL.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember them.
I sort of do.
Yes, but now I don't. Well, Adam Keel says about 15 years ago, he fell for this chatbots on AOL thing because he thought he was having a conversation with a real person for a while before he caught on. I don't know what a chatbot on AOL is.
Oh, is it,
I wasn't
just,
big on AOL.
You're just talking to something
it's
that
a robot.
Responds.
That,
yeah.
It's like when you ask a doctor, that right now they'll answer your question and it comes back as this.
It's basically
like they pick up keywords and they have a response it automatically sends.
It was like Siri on
I see. Okay. Yeah.
On AOL, basically. Let's go to Leonard. Leonard, what'd you fall for online?
Well, about 5 or 6 years ago, you know, Fast and the Furious had just came out. I had this 2002 Jetta and this ad popped up on my social media. I think it was MySpace or Facebook, and it was like, enter your car in to be souped up and entered in this competition and be in the next Fast and Furious movie. I was like, oh, that's cool. You know, I want my Jetta to be souped up and have a body kit and go all fast. And I went through and I read the entire disclaimer. It said nothing about money. And it was like, enter your credit card information for personnel verification.
Oh.
So I did it, and like 6 hours later, I get this $150 charge to my account. And I called the company. I was like, what happened? I didn't see this. And they're like, oh, you have to pay this. And, I mean, end of the story, you know, I didn't get my Jetta souped up, and I was out $150.
Oh, I'm sorry, Leonard.
You can dispute that stuff with the credit card company. I hope you know that.
That's embarrassing, though.
Well, still, it's $150.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Thanks for calling, dude.
Thanks, Leonard.
There's always, why is it always Nigeria? Right?
It's always Ethiopia, Nigeria. Yeah.
Emily's wrote to us on Facebook, a coworker of mine met a woman online. in Nigeria for business.
Yeah.
And within a week, they were blasting their love all over Facebook. So this coworker, within a week, fell in love with this person online.
With a Nigerian prince?
But guess what?
What?
Tragically, this woman had to go to the hospital where she needed him to wire her $500 because the doctor won't let her leave until she pays her bill. She was trapped in the hospital.
Oh,
do you understand?
Oh, no.
He never admitted to me that he sent her money, but he told another coworker he sent her $200 before he found out she was fake.
Oh, that's happened.
I can't believe people want stuff to be so true.
Yeah. Right. Have you gotten the one, too, that happened, I think it was like 2 years ago, where you got a message from somebody on your Facebook?
One of your actual friends.
Yeah, that you're
I've been
robbed. I'm in London. I have no money, no way to get home. Can you send me $1,000? But it's all worded weird.
They've got it down now.
You call your own friend. He's like, hey, are you okay? Everything cool? Yeah, I'm on my couch. All right, no problem.
Right.
Matt, what'd you fall for online, buddy?
Well, Facebook says I have 30 friends, but I don't think that's right.
Oh, Facebook tricked you again.
Poor guy.
Hey, you know what? Just add me.
What's your name, dog? We'll get you 30 friends.
Make it 31.
What's your name? Matt what?
Oh, it's Matt Holland.
Matt Holland.
Matt Holland.
All right, Matt.
There's probably 100 Matt Hollands. How do we know which one's you?
Where do you live?
I live in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
All right. So
my brother went to Tennessee Temple in Chattanooga. Is it still there?
Yeah, it is.
Do you live in Harrison, Tennessee? Because I think we have two mutual friends. Do you have hair as long as mine?
No, I don't have hair as long as yours.
Okay.
Do you know what
must be
now?
That's that one, because he sounds way cool.
Are you really depressed right now about your 30 friends?
No, he's doing a bit.
I like Matt.
Really, Al? Really?
You think so?
No.
Matt.
Holland. Well done, sir. Well done, buddy.
You made us laugh. Thank you.
Good job, sir.
Way to go, dude.
Great.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We actually have Madison Applegate in studio with us.
Uh-huh.
We have this nationwide search. We're calling it the Big Break. Thousands wanted it. Narrowed it down to 8. Went down to 4. And Madison Applegate came out victorious out of those 4.
Mm-hmm. Based on your votes.
You've been staying in a presidential suite at the Omni?
Yeah.
Whoa.
What is that like?
It's incredible.
Almost. I mean, how's it compare to your room at home?
Much bigger?
I would go as far to say it's probably as big as my house, if not bigger.
Wow.
It's too much space almost.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you been getting lots of room service? I feel like that's the thing to do at nice hotels.
We've been not as much, actually. We've been trying to go out and go to new places and see family and stuff. But we have gotten room service a couple times.
You got to get pancakes once before.
You got to get the pancakes.
And you got to go to the spa.
And bacon.
I love the Omni. They're always so good to us. Whenever we have weather days and stuff, bad weather, and they won't let us, you know, call in.
Yeah,
we have to stay across the street. But it's fabulous.
They
I love getting to stay there.
Even said I had my dog and gave him a bone.
Yeah.
Well.
One time we tried to come up with a slogan for Omni, and I think we came up with Omni. It's a hotel.
We did.
To the point. We also have Linda Septian in the studio because she's helping us with this big break.
Hi, Linda.
Hey, how's it going?
So, did we come up with a slogan for Linda?
Yeah.
Linda, she'll make you a star.
Linda Septian. Yeah. It's a music group. No, it sounds like they're a band. Never mind. How has Madison progressed?
You've just had her for a few days, and it's been jam-packed.
We're at the halfway mark.
But she's been working like 8 to 10 hours a day.
Oh, yeah. She's been working every single day, and we had to kind of break her into the, you know, get out of the comfort zone thing, and we have done that. And she had her breakthrough yesterday, and she went into the studio and blew us away.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
She did.
So she had a breakthrough yesterday.
She had a breakthrough. We had a few tears the day before and a few this and a few that. And
breakdown to get to the breakthrough.
Yes.
Well, maybe that had something to do with Demi Lovato calling the show because you were able to talk to Demi, Madison.
I was.
And
she's awesome.
You asked her for some advice. So here they are talking about that advice.
How did you learn how to balance staying true to yourself and the artist that you wanted to be while at the same time appealing to the younger audience and appealing to, you know, what people want to hear and like?
Oh, good question.
I always make sure that I'm never compromising who I am or what my music is for anybody else's liking. And so that's kind of something that I've always just had in my blood. You know, I've never given a crap about what other people think.
There you go.
And that's been true since you've known her since she was what, Linda? How old were you?
How old
were you when you met Demi?
I won't tell you either.
She was 8 years old.
Yeah, she was 8.
Wow. And
she's always, you know, had her own beat, and she never has succumbed to anything other than this is who I am. This is who I am as an artist. She makes no excuses for it.
When did you know Demi Lovato was going to make it?
Well, I think early on, only because when she comes to a voice lesson, she just stands there and says, I'm here. I'm ready. I'm ready to receive. Give it to me. And she does that every single time. She just wants to know. And when you have that kind of work ethic, you know that they at least have the opportunity to make it.
Right.
Demi Lovato's an international star now. And Madison, you got to talk to her. She's one of your idols. What was it like talking to Demi?
Shocking. I didn't know what to expect. I knew there was going to be a surprise guest, but in no way did I expect it to be her. So when you said her name, I was kind of like, I mean, I was starstruck, to say the least.
Yeah, I wish people could have seen Madison's face when we announced it was Demi Lovato.
Yeah, she stepped away and she goes, I love her.
Because, Kelly, you had no idea that Madison didn't know.
I didn't know until then that she wasn't aware it was Demi, no.
So did that help you yesterday? Because I know you had a difficult time with the stage presence the day before, and that's when you had your little mini meltdown, mm-hmm. which is totally fine. But then talking to Demi, how'd that make you feel yesterday, getting through the day?
It definitely helped out a lot because her answer was the perfect answer for me to hear. You know what I mean? So she took with Kat, too. So she kind of knows I'm doing the exact same thing that she kind of went through. I mean, obviously not the same because I'm not her. But it was her advice was really great. It was awesome to hear that someone who's that big mm-hmm. and amazing has felt the same things and who has been through that. So that was really beneficial.
Linda, this is a crash course. So what Maddie's going through, you do for other talent too. How long is that process normally? I mean, we're doing this in 5 days. What you normally do in what?
It usually takes anywhere from 3 months to a year. That's when we're hired basically for a crash course of 3 months before tours or something like that. And so. And, you know, our program is 9 months that we do for artist mm-hmm. development. She's done it in 5 or 6 days, and she will have finished, hopefully, by Saturday. We will have gotten at least a good crash course done, and she's been very receptive. Like I said, the first 2 days, she was going, oh, my gosh, this is mm-hmm. totally different than what I thought it would be. But yesterday, it was like, sock it to me. Give it to me. I'm ready. Well, and totally different.
It's fair to say that Madison was ahead of most kids when they come into your program.
Oh, absolutely. It depends on, obviously, if they've already signed or not. But she wasn't, and she was new at it. But her voice is very ahead. I mean, she's got kind of a cool style that we could work with. We had something really to work with.
We're talking to Madison Applegate, who's getting her big break from our show with the help of Linda Septian, who's vocal teacher to the stars.
And, you know, Linda, you've said this before, because we've talked to you many times over the years, and Demi even said this during the interview yesterday about the stage presence and acting like you own the stage. And she said, there's nothing you can do, even if you have the best voice in the world, to prepare yourself for performing on stage, and it's just practice. And, Linda, you've said, like, your advice is always get up and sing. Like, if you want to be a star, like, you just need to get out at the mall and get up in front of people and always practice. So we actually gave you a little bit of an opportunity last night, right, with a small crowd.
Yeah.
To practice.
You be proud, Linda. She did not look nervous to me at all. I don't know how you felt, but you didn't look nervous at all.
That's what I
was
heard.
A little nervous. Yeah.
A little nervous?
A little bit. Well, it's all about faking it. You can be nervous, but just hide it.
This is all to gear up for the showcase that you're having on Sunday, Linda.
Yes. House of Blues.
At the House of Blues, right.
House of Blues.
Yeah. What is this? So what's this showcase? Because you do it every year?
We do it every year, and it's our master program kids that I actually get up there, the singers under 18, and we're featuring Madison Applegate, and she's going to be like showing her song that we did this week and everything we've done, everything she's learned. So she will actually debut on the House of Blues stage.
Nice.
And everybody's got to get tickets and come at the House of Blues website. So, just come see her because everything we've done will culminate in Sunday at 5 o'clock.
Well, we can get a little sneak peek from what she did last night at the mat if you want to hear how that sounds. Maybe you can give her, I don't know if just by listening to it, you'd be able to pick up what she needs to work on or not. But maybe just see how great she's doing so far from what she did last night.
Welcome to McKinney Avenue Tavern. I appreciate y'all being here.
And our winner is here tonight. Her name is Madison Applegate, and she's going to come up and sing a few songs for us. Okay, I got to tell you this. Her biggest fear is the stage presence, that's where she needs,
she's
kind of
doing
them to, music like, in front of a mirror in her bedroom.
So
now she's getting a little bit of training in front of a live audience. You guys, show your love. Welcome with me, Madison Applegate.
Linda, what's not the wrong thing to do?
Well,
that now
that makes the audience nervous for her.
I wanted them to make sure that they critique you.
Listen, this is the thing. Some people were there to see Madison. Some people were there just to have a beer. So I wanted to
just
make sure.
Say
they
some people were there to see me.
No, because I wanted them to support her and to love her.
Oh, you should have made them think she was a great artist, and you're lucky enough to be there tonight to hear
it. It's okay. It made me a little more personable. I think people. Appreciate that.
Madison,
still get
her having my back.
Don't have his back, Madison.
No, I wouldn't go with that one.
Yeah, can you give Al some lessons on stage presence?
Man.
Let's hear it.
All right.
Daylight licked me into shape. I must have been asleep for days. I don't know. I feel this way. Go be my American boy. American boy. This is no way to act. Don't you want me to be happy? Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm radioactive, radioactive.
You guys, give it up one more time for Madison.
That was a montage of what you did.
Yeah, she didn't play just one song.
Yeah.
Well done.
Real good job.
Great.
Real good job.
Really good.
Mm-hmm.
We were still in the studio last night with your song, so we didn't get to go. But that sounded really good.
Just really good, yeah.
Was the crowd into it?
Mm-hmm.
Really were. They really were. I mean, the people that didn't know, that's who I was really focused in on. Obviously, our family and friends are going to be, like, tuned in. But
sure.
I was just looking up at the bar, and the guys were really, really into it. Yeah.
It was actually so cool. There were some people that came just for me, that had voted for me throughout the whole process.
That's awesome.
That is cool.
So it was like meeting real fans. And so they were really nice and got a picture.
So tell
them
to come to the House of Blues and see you at the showcase.
I was like,
now, yesterday you were in the studio all day.
Yes.
Recording your single Thoughts of You.
Yes.
We actually, what was it like being in a studio? That's the first time you've ever done it, right?
Yes. It was so much fun. I was a little nervous, but in the booth, it's just a small room, no windows. You're by yourself with a microphone. And it was a blast. I mean, that gave me a chance.
Sounds
to
like heaven to me.
Get into it.
By yourself in your own studio.
We pride
with your own voice.
Yeah, it's your own voice. And it echoes a little bit in your head.
Yes.
We'll make that happen, Kelly.
I try.
And then Linda's over by a computer doing this thing the whole time with her. She's bobbing her head.
We got to talk to the man that's going to be producing your music video, Randy, who does a lot for us here. He's with Distillery Media, about the vision for your upcoming video shoot, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
If this were the Madison show and you could do anything you wanted, you know, what's this music video look like?
Well, last night I was looking at a few, and one music video that I liked, thought was cute, I thought it would fit kind of with the direction my song's going in, is called Follow Your Arrow by Casey Musgraves. What I liked about the Follow Your Arrow video is that, you know, it would switch from a couple different locations, but it wasn't overwhelming, like it wasn't too many locations. And I liked how she was, like, wearing different things and had a different look for each location. So it was kind of changing it up. It wasn't the same thing. I think that's what I really liked about that one. It was just interesting. Not too crazy, but kept it interesting, you know.
Casey Musgraves, somebody Linda's worked with.
Yes.
Good choice, Madison Abigail.
Two great people, Demi and Casey.
Man.
Right?
Absolutely.
Now, back to the recording studio, because we actually have a sample on how your song has progressed.
Oh, because
you submitted it with the ukulele. You went into the studio. You put in a bridge. You did guitar. This is what it sounds like from the studio session yesterday.
There's nothing that I can say or can do. There's the memories of you and I. They were never blue. The doors in my heart are open wide.
Wow.
But there's no one who will come on in.
What a
nice
difference.
That's all we're playing.
We see a sneak.
We're teasing.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't mixed.
Mm-hmm.
That
wasn't
it mixed?
No, not yet.
That's really crazy.
That's
crazy.
We're not finished with it.
So you still have a little work to do on your stage, your presentation. I know yesterday I voted online. I don't know if I did it right. I just tweeted which dress I like better on you, because she's trying on these outfits for her big performance. You can do that. I think the links to everything are on KidNation.com.
They are.
And we got the photo shoot coming up today, working on the video.
Also, we
got
to pick out a logo for Madison. You can do that at KidNation.com as well.
And we're trying to find a jail sale.
Yeah, it'll make sense when you see the video. video. Yes. I don't get it right now.
We want to lock up
Al. If you happen to have an idea where Madison
we have
can film receiving
studio.
A jail cell.
Oh.
You have one?
Mm-hmm.
So done. Check that off the list.
Oh, cool.
Jail cell.
You have a jail cell.
Yes.
I never knew that.
How often do you use that?
Well, often.
Yeah. You'll do you now. Let's come over there and check out the Septian group.
Yeah.
All right. So if you were planning on using your free call today, we don't need your jail cell.
That's right. So you can go to us on Facebook and Kid Nation to keep up with Maddie today because she's got a lot going on.
Now, Madison, what was it like hearing your song on the radio produced? It's not mastered yet, but it's produced.
It's just, it's insane. It's so surreal. Different and it sounds so good. I mean, I've listened to the whole thing before the whole song. And it's interesting throughout the entirety of it. It's different. Every verse is different. The bridge is different. There's just something special about every part of the song that I'm so in love with.
Just now, 47 people actually heard your song just now. 47.
Yeah. That's, you're welcome.
That's how many.
Hello.
Well, thank you again to the Omni for putting you up in such a great suite.
It's a hotel.
Thank you, Linda Septian with Septian Entertainment Group. And thank you, Madison, for coming in again this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
And be sure to check out House of Blues website for...
buy those tickets.
For the showcase,
I'm going to be there.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you were wondering if Conan O'Brien is ready for the big World Cup match today, he is.
Both the U.S. and the German team have very good goalies, apparently. So many are predicting a very low-scoring game. Yeah. So folks, don't expect to see one of those 1-0 blowouts. Did you know the World Cup has an official song? Did you know that?
No.
The official 2014 World Cup anthem is We Will Find a Way. It narrowly beat out the other potential anthem, I Feel Someone's Teeth in My Shoulder. It's a nice song.
The USA is taking on Germany today to determine who's going to win the group of death. And you know what? Bosses? All you bosses out there who made everybody go into work today, some people may miss work today because they're American, and they need to be watching this game. So you know what? You're just going to have to let it go tomorrow.
Or let them go.
No. don't misinterpret what I said. Not let them go.
Let them go?
Let go of them missing work today for the match.
All right.
Yeah, I don't want to get people fired. That's not what I'm trying to do.
800-543-3548. Sorry.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If you want to tell someone to let it go.
Like this. To the girl at the bar who got all mad because I wouldn't buy her a drink the other night. You know why I didn't buy you a drink. Because you're not hot. I wasn't interested. So I didn't waste my time or money. Damn. So don't get mad at me because you're not my type. Let it go.
Wow.
That's from Charles.
That's the thing. If you're not somebody's type, you gotta let that go.
Hey.
To my daughter who stays up all night texting her little boyfriend and then gets mad at me when I'm too loud for her to sleep until 2 in the afternoon. Baby, I got stuff to do around the house during the day. I cannot vacuum the floor without making noise. Maybe you should sleep when the rest of us do until your boyfriend texts you during the day. Let it go.
Boom.
From Dwayne to the businesswoman at the computer store who was in a huge rush and tried to get in front of me at the Genius Bar. I waited my turn. You should do the same. Don't get all hateful and huffy and puffy with me because you don't have time to take care of your computer problems. It's not my fault you can't manage your time better. Hire an assistant. Yeah. Let it go.
Al did.
Yeah, doggone right.
How's that working out for you, Al?
Working out pretty good.
Yeah? What's she doing today?
She doesn't have much on the plate today. I need an assistant to get my assistant sister to do.
You're so weird. Let's go to the phone lines. Michael, here, buddy, because this one's for your girlfriend.
Wait.
Yo, this is my girlfriend, Michelle Taylor. When she wakes up grumpy in the morning, she's just got to let it go. Let it go. I got another one too.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. That was for your girlfriend Michelle Taylor, did you say? Okay.
Okay. Well, yeah. Is this for the other girlfriend?
I got another one for the NBA league. The Dallas Mavericks just signed Tyson Chandler. Let it go. Let it go.
You don't want Tyson?
We want him. We good. We love Tyson.
Oh, I thought you said let it go. Oh, I don't understand.
Who or was that let it go to?
The haters.
Oh, yeah. The haters. Okay.
Hashtag pray for the haters. Thanks for that, Michael.
All right, baby.
Yeah, he called you baby.
I don't know how I feel about it.
I know how I feel about it.
I just got called by baby by
Why
Michael.
Not? Why
I'll
not?
Take, I'll take it.
Why
I'll take
not?
It.
I, you know what? I don't like people that wake up perky.
I like Michael. That's good.
No, I mean, I understand. Most people, I would say, lean to grumpy for a few minutes when they wake up. The person that wakes up like, hey, what are we doing today? That's annoying.
See, there's a balance. You could be in between. I don't just wake up perky, but I don't wake up grumpy either. I wake up like, I wonder what's going to happen today. I wake up like a little puppy, like looking around.
Well, what's going to happen today? Well, you know, curious. I wake up curious.
Like a dog.
Yeah.
I wake up curious?
Yeah.
Is it like, where am I?
Yeah.
Yeah, that too. Where am I? And who is this girl right here?
Grumpy and perky?
Grumpy. No, you can't be grumpy.
You can't be both.
No.
Federico, looks like it's vent about your girlfriend day. Go ahead, buddy.
See, my girlfriend, she dreams about me cheating on her, and she gets mad at me for it. She's got to let it go.
I'll tell you.
Maybe you can.
They're vivid. Sometimes the dreams are very vivid, and it's hard for you to look. You know, I'm sure it's hard for her to look at you and not think about it, even though it didn't happen.
I've done that. I have gotten, and you know it's irrational, but you can't help how you feel sometimes. Well, but I had to keep my mouth shut.
Yeah,
you know, I just
don't say anything.
Well, who'd you cheat with in the dream, Federico?
No, she dreamed of, well, I don't even know. She just got mad at me and started saying these random girls' names that she thinks I am. I don't understand.
Poor guy. Poor guy.
I don't understand.
Maybe you can build her a cake or something.
Dude, she's a woman, dude. Yeah, just,
funny.
Just deal with it. Just deal with it.
I'm sorry, buddy.
I love that. I don't understand.
You know what? That's how all guys feel sometimes. We just don't understand.
I don't understand.
Y'all. We don't understand you.
You keep playing in those dreams, okay?
We love you, but we just don't understand you.
All right, Federico. Oh, poor guy. At least she didn't wake up hitting you. That's the worst. Amy, you're on the Let It Go lines.
Hi. Yes, this is to the rude waitress that messed up my salad, which I've ordered every single day since I've been going to this place, and apparently her boyfriend just broke up with her. But she had to cover the $13 mess up. She needs to let it go.
Yeah.
No tolerance for bad service.
That's true.
Man.
Yeah. I'm with you on that
one.
She had a bad day.
You're welcome. Glad you got that off your chest.
Yeah, right.
So some people just keep it real, like Melissa, who says, to the funny girl in my office, or should I say to the girl in my office who thinks she's funny, you're not. So be quiet and stop getting offended when we don't laugh. Comedy isn't your thing. Let it go.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we didn't know anybody like that.
Nah.
Oh, man.
Megan, you want to let your husband have it?
Yes, this is to my husband. I am pregnant. I have cravings, and I'm going to eat the fast food. Just please stop telling me to spend the money, because I got to eat the fast food. I just need it.
And he don't understand.
I got to have it.
I got to have it.
I hear you. When do you do, babe?
I'm doing January, so it's really early on. So we've got a long way to go.
What are you craving right now?
Really anything. Just I've always loved McDonald's, but now it's just like the McDonald's breakfast is just really what I want. The McGriddle, the sausage McMuffin, everything.
See, my thing was a cheeseburger, a McDonald's cheeseburger.
The cheeseburger.
I had to have one. That was my thing.
Yeah, mine was cheese sticks.
Yours?
Yeah. You weren't pregnant.
You weren't pregnant.
Well,
dude.
My wife was, but guys get sympathy pregnancy symptoms.
No, they don't.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Thank you, Megan.
Let it go.
We really do.
Sympathy cravings.
Let it go. Sympathy cravings.
Let it go, dude.
I'm serious. Like, there would be nothing. But thank God there's a McDonald's, you know, on every corner practically. But when I was pregnant, I had to have a cheeseburger every day.
Yeah.
Weird.
Look at me.
Kelly.
We don't do something this
way. Are you mad at your boss, Kelly?
Yes. To my boss, who made up a rule that we can only wear our hair in a bun on Fridays. Well, it's Thursday, and my hair is in a bun. Let it go.
Wait a minute. Your phone kind of beeped right there. He made up a rule of what now?
Only wear a bun in your hair on Friday.
He made up a rule that we can only wear our hair in a bun on Friday.
Where do you work?
I work for a loan company. And
he
I dress up every day, but just because I dress up doesn't mean I can't wear my hair in a bun.
He likes long hair.
He likes it flowy.
Oh, you and think so that's what it is, Kelly?
Yeah, casual Friday. That's why he lets him do it on Friday.
Yeah.
Bun up Friday.
Wow. Okay.
Right? Hashtag Bunday.
Sunday Bunday.
Yeah, Sunday Bunday.
Yep.
Can bosses do that? With how girls can wear their...
I don't know. I know if you work in the food industry, they can...
Yeah, well, you don't want to get... Yeah,
but, I mean, to just write... Claims and stuff? I don't know.
Ooh. Kayla, you're having some problems with the ex-boyfriend?
Yes. To my ex-best friend, who is now engaged to my ex-fiance, I don't care about y'all's life, so stop harassing me and let it go.
Oh.
What are they doing?
Yeah.
Huh?
Are they trying to be your friend, or are they just rubbing your nose in it?
She'll try to text me and rub it in my face, and then she made up a lie about being pregnant to try and piss me off.
Obviously, she's not threatened.
How did this happen? Yeah. Did your ex-fiance cheat and hook up with her?
No.
Or had y'all already broken up?
I broke up with him, and they started dating like a few days afterwards. Mm. So I'm assuming he was talking to her.
Well, you made the right choice, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that situation. I don't know if there's any.
I just don't get that.
I don't get people sometimes.
So much energy.
Yeah, right.
I'm being hateful.
David, welcome to the Let It Go Lines.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Awesome.
What's going on? Who are you telling to let it go? Who's this to?
I'm telling my wife to let it go. She lost a bunch of weight by working out and works out every day of her life, and I'll just continue to be fat. I need her to let it go.
Oh, my man.
Yeah, I thought he was going to tell her to quit. That's not it.
My man.
She wants me to work out. She wants me to work out and do as she did and lose a bunch of weight, and I'm just not into
it.
I'd rather be fat and happy. Let it go.
There you go.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
She wants you to live longer.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, she might as well. She's looking out for your heart health, too, though. Dog, you know, it's not just all about.
Hey, I feel like I'm healthy, and y'all know that round is a shape, so I'm in shape.
That is very true.
Oh man,
that is very true. Well played, sir.
Round is a shape. I've never heard of that.
Okay, we have a random let it go. Go ahead, Lakin.
To my ex best friend of 9 years, who's living me out of her wedding. Okay, she posts a picture on Instagram with her new maid of honor wearing my shirt, and I comment and say, my shirt, haha. And she puts on Twitter, I now have a stalker girl. Okay, so now I'm a stalker girl on Twitter.
I just want to hug you.
Hold on, Lakin.
I love you.
I just want to hug you, baby.
So your ex-best friend posted a picture on Instagram wearing your shirt. So you said, that's my shirt. And then she went on Twitter and called you a Twitter stalker.
Yes.
That's cool.
I'm a stalker because I comment on her Instagram.
You better off without
her. Oh, Lakin, that's great.
You better off without her, baby.
Yeah. What kind of shirt was it? Was it one of those shirts with cats in it?
Do what?
What kind of shirt is it?
It's a shirt that I only wore one time. She bought it last summer for a vacation trip, and it's black and has sequins, and I want it back.
You know what?
You
know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send you a shirt that I bought for Kelly. It says hashtag buy Kelly's house. I'm going to send you one, okay?
That's why not would a you black shirt with that?
Just replacing her shirt that she lost.
That's not a black shirt with sequins.
I know, but it's another shirt.
Al bought a bunch of shirts he can't get rid of.
Lakin,
look, I know that it's hard to recognize, like, when you're younger and girls copy your style and do stuff like that, but just take it as, like, the highest form of flattery.
Yeah.
Lakin, just hold on for us. We're going to get your phone number, and we'll try to get you your shirt back.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, actually, I think
we're going to solve this. Like,
we'll call her. Yeah, we'll call her and get her back.
Hold on the line for us, Lakin. Yeah, we can't let that girl be wearing her shirt on Instagram. That's just not fair.
That's what we need to do. We need to start calling for people the awkward things they want back and asking.
Can I have my sequin shirt back, please?
Yes, I'm calling on behalf of Lakin, your Twitter stalker.
We're the shirt repo. Lacey, finish us off here with the Let It Go lines.
Yes, I just want to say this morning I went into Walgreens and ripped the butt out of my pants to the lady that followed me out of the store to announce it as if I didn't know. Please, just let it go.
Well, I mean, maybe she didn't know that you knew.
It was really bad. It was really bad. Oh. So I know she had to have known. I couldn't even hold it together.
What did she scream out?
She just come running out from the store and was like, Miss, you ripped the butt of your pants out, Miss. I was like, yeah, that's why I'm walking out awkwardly, so thank you.
That can't be the first time that somebody ran out of Walmart and yelled that, though.
Nah.
That's got to happen all the time.
Yeah, I guess not, but it was pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, Al's wondering, what kind of underwear are you wearing today?
No, I'm not wondering that. Yet.
Well, at least I had some on.
Yeah,
thank
right.
Goodness.
Yeah, that was Jenna. We'd be.
Oh, man, that'd be full moon, right? Sure.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.